Radio Prague News.
The Czech Foreign Ministry has strongly condemned Russia's actions in Crimea. The Finance Ministry is planning to introduce a third rate of value-added tax. And the South Moravian region will make a new offer to the online retailer Amazon to build a distribution center outside Brno. The Czech Foreign Ministry has condemned Russia's steps towards annexation of Crimea. In a statement released on Wednesday, the ministry said Russia's approach was an unprecedented breach of international law and a threat to peaceful coexistence of nations in Europe. The ministry noted that due to its own history of the 1930s, the Czech Republic was very sensitive to Russia's actions and would never consent to undermining Ukraine's territorial integrity and the annexation of Crimea. In the latest news, the Czech Republic has a reserved stance towards the EU's possible blanket economic sanctions against Russia. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka told the European Affairs Committee of the Czech Lower House. Mr. Sobotka also said he did not expect an agreement on sanctions to be reached at an EU summit to be held in Brussels on Thursday and Friday. The Czech Prime Minister reiterated that his country would not impose any sanctions of its own, as they could undermine trade with Russia and hurt the Czech economy. The Czech Finance Ministry is planning to introduce a third rate of value-added tax in 2015, Finance Minister Andrej Babiš said. The rate, whose level has not yet been determined, should be lower than the existing rates of 21 and 15% respectively, and should apply to drugs, books and baby food. The Finance Ministry also wants to make tax collection more effective by establishing a central registry of bank accounts and retail receipts. Details of the Finance Ministry's plans are yet to be debated within the coalition parties. For its part, the opposition said they would increase the overall tax burden and would make tax evasion easier. The South Moravian region will make a new offer to the US-based online retailer Amazon, the region's governor Michal Hašek told a news conference in Brno on Wednesday. The announcement came a day after Brno's municipal assembly rejected Amazon's plan to build a distribution center outside the city. Mr. Hašek of the Social Democrats did not mention a specific location but said if accepted by the retailer, the project would be approved by regional authorities. Amazon's planned 2.7 billion crown investment in Brno was rejected over problems with altering the city's zoning plans. A similar distribution center for Amazon will be built outside Prague. The authorities in Bulgaria on Wednesday started a process to revoke operating licenses of three foreign power distributors, including the Czech firms ČEZ and EnergoPro. The move by the Bulgarian energy regulator comes after the companies, along with Austria's EVN, failed to settle an alleged debt of over $226 million to the state power producer NEK, a debt contested by the firms. The regulator gave the foreign-owned distributors 2 weeks to submit comments on the decision before it addresses the issue again on the 7th of April. The news agency ČTK reported, quoting Bulgaria's news site SofiaGlobe.com. Czech President Miloš Zeman has backed Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico in his bid to become the country's president. Mr. Zeman told reporters on Wednesday that for him, as a left-leaning politician, it was natural to express support for a left-wing candidate. However, the president said he was in no way interfering with Slovakia's affairs. Mr. Fico came first in the first round of voting for the new Slovak head of state last weekend. He faces businessman Andrej Kiska in the runoff to take place on the 29th of March. And in football, Czech goalkeeper Petr Čech made his 100th appearance in soccer's Champions League with Chelsea on Tuesday night. The 31-year-old kept a clean sheet as the Londoners beat Turkish club Galatasaray 2-0 for a 3-1 aggregate victory in the round of 16 tie. Czech's penalty saves in a shootout at the end of the 2012 Champions League final helped Chelsea lift the club football's most prestigious trophy for the first time ever. My name is Jan Richter, and it's the end of the news. We'll be right back.